Well, yeah. You could make jam or...
Yeah, jelly.
Uh-huh.
No, we never made any.
You never made any jelly?
No.
And what would you have on the table to season your food with?
Black pepper and red pepper and salt.
And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Well, you just give it.
How would he ask for one?
Give me an apple. But it's always between meal they eat that, you know, mostly. I say they eat that between meal, those apples.
Uh-huh.
Like you eat fruit, you know, by itself.
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
He lives over there.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say over yonder?
Yes, we use that too.
How would you use that?
Well, I say they live over yonder somewhere.
Uh-huh. And you tell somebody, don't do it that way. Do it.
Don't do it that way. We use that.
And you say, if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're...
We say, we're poor. We just don't have any money.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor. But next door was a child.
Oh.
What father was rich?
Yeah.
Next door was a child.
They've never been very rich around here, I tell you. People was, they have nothing but to sell their cotton and a little bit of cattle, you know. Mm-hmm. They save that money to buy clothes or thing like that. What they can make at their own farm, well, they save that money and pay tax, thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And save money for the doctor and medicine.
When people raise their eyes around here, where do they take it to have the rice polished or whatever you call it?
Well, this after it's trashed out from the grain is all in the sack, you know. Or now they bring it in by big truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they finish drying it. Nunis, they call that a dryer. And they have bin to put it down. And they heat that rice until it's dry enough. Then they sell it. But I don't know if they sack it back to sell it or how they sell it.
You don't know if they what?
Maybe they put it in a sack after that to mill it, to ship it somewhere. I don't know how they manage it.
Uh-huh.
However.
What do you mean they dry it?
Well, they have a certain, like a cotton gin, it's just a dryer. They heat with vapor, something to dry that grain. And after a certain hour, I guess, in it, they never explain me, but I believe it's like that. A certain time, it's dry enough to put on the market.
Mm-hmm. When do they take the
chaff, you call that?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's done in the field by a machine.
And do you have a lot of peach trees? You say you have a peach?
Yeah, we have a peach tree. It's a long time we don't have peach around here. That's too much insect. You have to spray that, and nobody had any preparation to do that.
Or if you had a lot of fruit trees growing together.
You call that a vergé in French. I don't know how you call that in English.
Do you ever hear orchard?
Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
Must be a... How you call that in English?
Orchard?
Yeah, that's it, orchard. But we don't use that word ever because we don't have any around here.
And on a cherry, you know, the inside part of a cherry,
le fond de la cherry. This, you mean?
No, in a cherry.
Oh, cherry. We don't have cherry. Yeah. We don't grow cherry.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call the inside part, you know, that you don't eat?
Le noyau.
Or?
The seed.
Uh-huh. What about in a peach?
Oh, I don't remember how you call that in English. That little, the stone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there's one kind of peach that it's real hard to get the stone out of?
Some, yes. And some you just split it in two and the stone come out.
Uh-huh.
That's two kinds of peaches.